Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are doing well on this lovely Sunday evening. Been a fantastic weekend for me, to say the least. Didn't get called out for work, so I managed to actually accomplish a lot in my own garden and my allotment. Now, originally, as I said on Thursday, my plan was to go down to the allotment on Saturday morning. That didn't happen because I realised it was going to rain. In fact, we were predicted thunderstorms. But what I instead did was made the most of it. I filled all my watering cans up with rainwater from my water butts, and that meant that they were available to catch more rain. And added to that, I also put out a few buckets to try and catch a little bit more rain as well. This is just maximising my rainwater harvesting, which is such a great resource for the gardens. Now, while it was raining and in the afternoon, as it did dry up, I took the opportunity to finally tidy up my shed. And I cleared it out. I found lots of items that can be put to good use. Unfortunately, a lot of it has moved from one shed to another. Just got to pull it to use. Now, this is my little shed that is generally used for storing my petrol tools, which, as you know, I'm not really using petrol tools so much. Now today, however, I managed to get down to the allotment this morning, and I also had a productive time. I've cut down all my broad bean plants. They came to an end. They've provided us with broad beans, but the plants were looking a bit poor. They'd gone over. They weren't producing, so I've just cut them off at the roots. And then I've harvested all my fresh garlic. That is a great thing to finally get all my garlic out of the bed. They are now gone into the greenhouse to dry. We've done okay with garlic. Some of the varieties were a bit poor, some were better, but we're happy with it nonetheless. And also it's a good chance to enjoy the fruits of our labour. Now let's talk about the exciting part for today. Today I sown the carrots from this month's pack, and this is the rainbow mixed variety, which should give us some different colours of carrots. And carrots are obviously a versatile, nutritious vegetable that can be grown in various climates and soil types. Now, when it comes to planting carrots, it's important to choose a sunny spot in your garden or allotment. Carrots prefer well-drained soil that is loose and free of rocks or clumps. Before sowing, it's a good idea to remove any weeds and just rake over that soil to make a really fine, crumbly texture. Then to sow the carrot seeds, just create a shallow drill or furrow in the soil, about a centimetre deep. Sprinkle the seeds along the furrows, trying to get them a few centimetres apart. Carrot seeds are tiny, so it's a good idea to mix some sand vermiculite to aid in even distribution. Now, once the seeds are in place, cover them over with some soil or compost and give them a good watering. Carrot seeds require consistent moisture to germinate, so be sure to water them gently but regularly, keeping the soil moist until the seedlings emerge. Now, as the carrot plants grow, we may need to thin them out to allow enough space for each root to develop. So once each of the seedlings are a few inches tall, thin them to around 5 centimetres apart. This will just prevent overcrowding and ensure the carrots have the room to grow to their full potential. Now, good thing tip to share with you here is that the carrot seed thinnings are edible. They can be eaten. So although they may be small, they can still be eaten. Generally speaking, carrots take about 70 to 80 days to reach maturity. But as I said, you can harvest baby carrots earlier if desired. To check if they're ready, just gently pull a few up and assess their size. If they've reached the desired thickness, you can start harvesting and enjoy them with your meals. Remember to keep your carrot bed weed-free throughout the growing season, as weeds can compete for nutrients and affect the carrot's growth. And as I said earlier, regular water the plants, especially during dry periods, to prevent them from becoming dry and woody. Now that is a brief overview of growing carrots, specifically the rainbow mixed variety. If you do have any questions, then please feel free to ask me. Something that I do want to add, carrots are a biennial, so they would flower in their second year. But what some people actually do is they sow a, a large container of carrots. They'll harvest but leave a few to go to seed. And just scatter the seeds in that pot that they were originally growing in. This is a good way just to keep a supply of carrots going without the need of much work. I like this idea, and it's something that I'm looking at doing. Now, I would say this does need to really be heritage variety. The F1 varieties are no good for this. So there we go. That is how we go about growing carrots. Now, on tomorrow's podcast, we're going to be talking about basil, which is something I know I've talked to you about in the past, but it's something that I think is a good thing to sow at this time of year as well. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and as always, thank you for your support. We will be back again next time, so until then, please take care.